My name is Chris Newman, and the name of the work is High Flight. The piece is a vertical representation of the combination of round globular objects that were made from balloons, so they look like balloons, in a frame that's made out of welded aluminum. And when you see it, you are asking, what are they doing there, squeezed into some sort of a shape that comes from being amongst that nice straight-edged and white aluminum shapes? And what you're seeing is the combination of one kind of thing inside the forces of another kind of thing. The concept came from a series of drawings that I did, wondering, balloons are basically round. They're like the globe. They don't have any particular shape to them unless you squeeze them and push them and pull them and whatever. You can get them at different sizes, long and thin and so forth, but basically they are what they are when they fill up with enough air to work against the atmosphere. And I thought, well, the best way to handle that, because I think that we are ourselves a form. We have skin outside of our bodies, and we've got force inside our bodies made up of muscle and bones and lots of water and other chemicals. And we change the shape of ourselves against outside forces. So if a balloon is that wonderful, magical shape, what happens when it's given some tension, some contest from outside? Well, it could get broken, but before it gets broken, it could turn into some fairly interesting-looking, squeezy, pushy, nice things, and sometimes some very angry things. So in this particular sculpture, what I did was create a kind of like a bookcase or a framework or an étagère, it's called, and put balloons in it and hold them there because they want to escape. So I held them there and I watched and looked at the shapes that they were engaged in. And I thought, wow, this is great. And the thing was about the maquette was about 6 inches tall, and the aluminum that became the shapes that became aluminum were made out of wood. And I thought, well, I've got to make this thing larger. And you can buy balloons that are quite large. They can go up and check the weather and go up, 7,000 feet, 5,000 feet or whatever. And they can be 8, 10, 12 feet in diameter. And so I bought some, I think these are made out of 4 foot diameter in the largest form that they can come in. And I got them sized up to be about 2.5, sometimes 3 feet in diameter, but they had lots of other capability. So when I squeeze them and push them and everything, they're not going to break. And they are able to absorb the different shapes that they can get into. So they squeeze and push and everything, and it kind of looks like you might make a joke and say that looks like somebody who needs to lose some weight, but then on the other hand, it's also a very amusing thing and also a very informative thing. So when I put them together, I started out by making the form that is in aluminum out of plywood. So I made them perfectly the way I want them in this full-sized plywood one. And one of the ways that I worked with the balloons was I filled them with a little bit of with the air, first of all, and then with some resin with hardener in it, and then twirled them around with my hands and got the resin before it hardened with the hardener to make a nice little egg shape inside. Well, you can't do that with this, with balloons that you've got caught in a position. So I said, I've got to give this up. I'm going to make the surface hard. So I did that with polyester resin, which is fiberglass. And when I got them all done, then I had also made the aluminum to the right size and took the balloons, now hard surface and now painted, and put them into the aluminum. So that's the process. But the process is different from what I intended to say. And I think that you can see what I wanted to say, which is this is an amusing but also a kind of a ticklish situation, because the things that are there don't look like they're actually very comfortable, but they're very happy. And they're kind of yelling at you, but then they're also saying, well, watch out, I might have to fly away or I might have to go somewhere else. And if we've ever been, as an adult, into a large meeting room with about 15 or 20 chairs around the table, and there are people all posturing and trying to be important and trying to make comments and everything, we know what the people are like when they get together. They're like balloons around a piece of aluminum. And if you're younger than that and you go to school, you've been in a classroom where the other kids are either trying to read something underneath the tabletop, or they're trying to listen to their phones, or they're trying to talk to each other and pass notes or whatever all else. And they're just trying to get something that's interesting to them rather than listening to the teacher or doing whatever has to happen. So we are living in that kind of a situation. And some of them may do very well in their classes or do very well in their business meetings, but on the other hand, they may be trapped. I'm not a minister or a teacher in the form of a sculptor. I think that what the conversation should be between somebody looking at the sculpture, this High Flights, and asking questions about it and getting some responses in their own minds, and then having the thought of doing something, asking another question, following up on that and asking another question, and then getting another response. I think that those responses and those questions and answers are what I want them to have. And an example of that would be, why did he make this thing? Oh, I think he's got something to say. Why are they colored like that? Well, there are two colors. I guess he's trying to say something about there's black and there's red, and the red are dominant? No, the black are there. I don't know. But it seems interesting that the reds are on the top and the bottom, and there's one in the middle of the black, and that seems to have a certain, yeah, I like that. Why is it all this white aluminum? That looks, like it's some sort of a machinery thing or something. Oh, it's in contrast to the balloons and everything. Yeah, huh. Well, is it going to last very long? Well, I guess he didn't worry about that. But then, why is it so tall? Well, I guess he wants it to be seen. Those kinds of reactions are what I would like to have from the viewers. My name is Christopher Newman, or Chris Newman, and the name of the sculpture is High Flight.